The threat of rising sea levels has been in our national discussions. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Russell Shahan, professor of anthropology at the University of Iowa, explains that this isn't the first time humans have faced this crisis.
It is easy to imagine early humans living on the high rift valleys of East Africa or on the cool steppes of Eurasia. It is harder to picture early humans living on the low, humid islands of Southeast Asia. Yet for 1.5 million years, Homo erectus and its descendants survived on the volcanic archipelagos of Indonesia. Our research explores how early humans thrived in this ecologically volatile region. The first step is to understand the effects of shifting sea levels on island size and interconnections. Global sea levels fell and rose as ice age glaciers advanced and retreated. During long cold periods, sea levels fell as much as 400 feet. Humans and other species dispersed among the larger land masses and smaller sea passages. During the short, warm periods, similar to today's climate, large land masses became smaller islands, isolating inhabitants. In 1880, A.R. Wallace demonstrated that diminished island resources produced unique evolutionary outcomes. Large animal species often get smaller, and small species sometimes become larger. Today, we call this the island rule. Few paleoanthropologists thought about island effects until 2004, when the surprisingly small early human species, Homo floresiensis, the hobbit, was unearthed on Flores Island. The hobbit is the first human insular dwarf. While early human fossils in island Southeast Asia are rare, stone tools are abundant and indicate early human presence. Stegodon, the extinct Asian elephant, and early humans likely had similar responses to island habitats, including insular dwarfing. On several islands, we are studying how Stegodon fossils and stone tools are found together. We documented this association on a recent expedition to Timor in August. We are dating these associations and connecting them with global and regional climate events. Our goal is to comprehend how island Southeast Asia became an early human stronghold.
That was Russell Shahan of the University of Iowa.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. You feared your neighbor.